Emmanuel's Message to the Inhabitants of Mansoul, John Bunyan's Holy War. When the town of Mansoul rid themselves of so many of their enemies and the troublers of their feast, the prince set up an appointed day when he would meet all the people at the marketplace, where he planned to communicate instructions about future manners if they observed them. He would take care for their safety and comfort and the condemnation and destruction of their homebred Diabolonians. The appointed day arrived, and the townsmen met together in the marketplace. Emmanuel came down in his chariot with all of his captains, his one body attending him on the right. And on the left, a call for silence was made. And after some mutual conveyances of love, the prince began to speak. "You, my Mansoul, and the beloved of my heart, I have bestowed many great privileges upon you. I have singled you out from others and have chosen you for myself, not because of your worthiness, but for my own sake. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, different from all the peoples that are upon the face of the earth." Deuteronomy 7 verse 6. "I have also redeemed you, not only from the dread of my father's law, but also from the hand of Diabolus. I have done this because I loved you, and because I have set my heart upon you to do you good. I have also laid down complete payment for your soul, and have brought you for myself with a price not of corruptible things like silver and gold, but a price of blood, my own blood, which I freely spilled upon the ground to make you mine. I did this so anything that might hinder your ways to the pleasures of paradise might be removed. So, I have settled your debt to my father and my Mansoul, and have consigned mansion houses for you with my father in the royal city, where things are unlike anything your eyes have seen, inconceivable things never even imagined by man. In my father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. My Mansoul, you see what I have done, and how I have delivered you from the hands of your enemies, the very enemies with whom you revolted against my father, and by whom you were content to be possessed and destroyed. I came to you first by my law, then by my gospel, to awaken you and show you my glory, and know what you were, what you said, what you did, and how many times you rebelled against my father and me. Yet, I didn't leave you as you see this day, but I came to you, endured your conduct, waited for you, and after all that, through my grace and favor, I accepted you, and would not permit you to be lost as you would have been. I circled around you, and afflicted you on every side, so I might make you weary of your sinful ways, and bring your heart to the point of change that desires your good and happiness. When I acquired a complete victory over you, I turned it to your advantage. You see, the gathering of my father's host, which I have accommodated within your borders, captains and rulers, soldiers and men of war, engines of war and excellent devices to subdue and bring down your enemies. You know what I'm talking about, Mansoul. They're my servants, and yours too. My plan for occupying Mansoul with them deals with the natural tendency of each of them to defend, purge, strengthen, and sweeten you for me. Oh, Mansoul, all of this is to make you ready to stand in my Father's presence, blessing and glory. For you, my Mansoul, are created for these. You will see how I pass by your backslidings, Mansoul. and have healed you. I was angry with you, but have turned my anger away, because I still loved you. My anger and indignation have been forgotten with the destruction of your enemies. It wasn't your goodness which brought me to you again, for I hid my face from you, and withdrew my presence from you and your transgressions. Backsliding was your choice, but the way and means of your recovery was mine. I invented the way of your return. I built a hedge and a wall when you were beginning to turn to things in which I did not delight. I am the one who made your sweet, bitter, your day, night, your smooth way, thorny, and who confounded all who sought your destruction. I am the one who set Mr. Godly Fear to work in man's soul, who stirred your conscience and understanding, your will and your affections after your great and woeful decay. I am the one who placed life into you, Mansoul, to seek me, so you might find me, and when you found me, that you would find your own health, happiness, and salvation. I drew the Diabolonians out of Mansoul the second time, and I overcame them and destroyed them before your face. And now, my Mansoul, I have returned to you in peace, and your transgression against me are as if they never happened. It shall not be as in former days with you, for I will do better for you than at the beginning. For a little while yet, my Mansoul, after a few more seasons of time pass, I will take down this famous town of Mansoul to the ground, every stick and stone, and will carry the stones, the timber, the walls, the dust, and the inhabitants into my own country, the kingdom of my father. Don't be troubled at what I say, for I will set Mansoul up in strength and glory, unlike anything it has ever known in the kingdom where it is now placed. I will set it up for my father's habitation, for that was the original purpose of the kingdom of universe. But there I will make it a spectacle of wonder, a monument of mercy, and the admirer of its own mercy. The natives of Mansoul will witness things they've never seen here. They shall have fellowship with me, with my father, and with your Lord Secretary, a sweet communion that isn't possible here. Fellowship on this level could never be achieved now, even if you lived in universe for 1,000 years. In the new Mansoul, you will no longer fear murderers or Diabolonians and their threats. No longer will there be plots, devices, or plans against you. You shall not hear accounts of evil that have taken place, or the noise of the Diabolonian drum. You won't see the Diabolonian standard bearers or lay eyes on Diabolus's standard to make you afraid. No Diabolonian bulwark for offense or defense will be set up against you there. Do things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You will no longer need captains, engines of war, soldiers, or men of war. And in a new Mansoul you will have no sorrow or grief. It will be impossible for any Diabolonian to ever creep into your outskirts or burrow into your walls. Will never be seen again within your borders all the days of eternity. Life shall last longer there than you desire it to here. Yet, it will always be sweet and new without any hindrances. My Mansoul, you will meet with many who have partaken of sorrows. I have chosen, redeemed, and set them apart for my father's court and royal city. You shall all be glad of heart to see each other. Mansoul, things never seen since the beginning of the world have been stored up by my father among his treasures. and sealed up for you until you come to enjoy them. I told you before that I would remove my mantle and set it up elsewhere. Where I set it will be with those who love you, who rejoice in you now, but who will rejoice much more when they see you exalted to honor. My Father will send them to fetch you. Their embraces will be like chariots to carry you away, and you shall ride upon the wings of the wind. They will come to carry, lead, and bring you to that new sanctuary. When your eyes see it, you shall have your desired haven. And so, my mantle, I have shown you what will take place in the future. If you can hear and understand, I will tell you what your responsibility and practice must be until I come and take you to myself according to the scriptures of truth. First, I command that you keep yourself clean in the robes which I gave you unstained by the world. For while the garments are fine linen, you must keep them white and clean. This will be your wisdom and your honor, and will be for my glory. Because when your garments are white, the world will view you as mine. When your garments are white, I will be delighted in your ways. For your actions will be like a flash of lightning, obvious to all those around you. Dress yourselves as I have said, and make your paths straight according to my law. So your king will desire your beauty, for he is your Lord, and you worship him. I have provided an open fountain to wash your garments, so you may keep your robes white as I have asked you to do. Therefore, pay attention that you wash often in my fountain, so you don't go about in defiled garments. Doing so brings me dishonor and disgrace, and will bring you discomfort when you walk around in filthy garments. Therefore, don't permit my garments, your covering, the garments I have clothed you in, to be defiled or spotted by the flesh. Always keep your garments white, and never let your head lack ointment. My mantle, I have delivered you from the plans, plots, attempts, and conspiracies of Diabolus. And for all this, I ask nothing from you, except that you don't repay me with evil for my good. I ask that you remember my love and my continued kindness to my beloved mantle, to stimulate you to walk to the whole extent of the benefit bestowed on you. In times past, the sacrifice were bound with cords to the horns of the altar. Consider what is said to you, my blessed mantle. I have lived. I have died. I will live and die no more for you. I live so that you may not die. Because I live, you shall live also. I reconciled you to my Father by the blood of my cross, and being reconciled, you shall live through me. I will pray for you. I will fight for you. And I will still do you good. Nothing can hurt you but sin. Nothing can grieve me but sin, and nothing can make you vile and worthless before your enemies but sin. So, pay close attention to sin, my man. So, do you know why I first allowed and still permit Diabolonians to live within your walls? It is to keep you alert, to test your love, to make you watchful, and to cause you to value my noble captains, their soldiers, and my mercy. It is also to remind you of the deplorable condition you once lived in, when some Diabolonians lived not only in your walls, but also in your castle and in your stronghold, Mansoul. My Mansoul, even if I slew all of them within your gates, many are still outside waiting to bring you into bondage. If all within your gates were cut off, those outside would still lie waiting to swallow you up. This is the case at this very moment. Therefore, I left them in you, not to do you harm, which they will if you listen to them and serve them, but to do you good if you stay alert and fight against them. Now that, in whatever way they tempt you, my plan isn't that they should drive you further off, but rather nearer to my Father, to learn war, to petition Him, and to make you less important in your own eyes. Show me your love, my Mansell. Don't allow those within your walls to take your desires and inclinations away from Him who has redeemed your soul. Let the sight of a Diabolonian heighten your love for me. I came once, and twice, and thrice, to save you from the poison of those arrows that would have brought about your death. Therefore, stand for me, your friend, my Mansell, against the Diabolonians, and I will stand for you before my Father and all His court. Love me. Flee temptation, and I will love you despite your infirmities. Mansell, remember what my captains, my soldiers, and my war engines have done for you. They have fought for you, suffered alongside you. They have tolerated much at your hands to do you good. If they hadn't helped you, Diabolos would have made a partnership with you. Therefore, nourish them. When you do well, they will be well. When you suffer misfortune, they will become ill, sick, and weak. Do not make my captain sick, for if they become sick, you can't be well. If they become weak, you can't be strong. And if they grow faint, you can't be brave and valiant for your king. You must not think to live by your own sense. You must live in consideration of my word. You must believe. Know that when I am away from you, I still love you and carry you within my heart forever. Remember, therefore, that you are beloved by me, since I have taught you to watch, to fight, to pray, and to make war against my enemies. I now command you to believe that my love for you is constant. I have set my heart and my love on you. Watch. Behold, I lay no other burden upon you than what you have already received. Hold fast till I come.